This past weekend, me and Emily were in Kansas City, and we saw a couple arguing. We were walking downtown Kansas City, and they came out of this restaurant, and the woman was yelling at the man. I'm guessing it looked like they were husband and wife. I'm almost positive I saw the rings. So they were, and we were just happened to be walking behind them. They came like right out in front of us, and she's just like, how dare you do that to me?
Oh my God.
Why would you say that and then not say anything at all? Why wouldn't you stand up and say something for me? You are ridiculous.
I don't care where I needed to be at that point. I would have followed them no matter what.
Well, we did.
I would have not gone to where I was going just to follow them. And here, you got to find out why they're fighting.
Well, I didn't want to. I mean, there's two things that happen when you see somebody arguing. One, you thank Jesus that it's not you.
Yes.
In your relationship.
Yes.
You go, wow,
it
I've
always
been there.
Will be at some point, yes.
Yes, I've been there, and that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other feeling, and I don't know about you, the other feeling that I get personally, I want to help out the person who's getting yelled at.
Oh, yeah, feel bad for him. Yeah.
And in this case, it was the guy. And so I decided after we were following them for about a block.
I hope you did not say anything. You did
to
not.
To go up and say, hey, dude, do you want to go with us?
You're smarter than this. Please tell me
you want to go because she's walking ahead of him and he's like, he's got his head down. Aww. Like he's just like a kicked puppy.
Aww.
And I'm like, gosh, this sucks. Like she's just yelling for no reason. She looks like she abuses him all the time. She just looks like she's got that like I want to see your manager haircut.
Right.
Just the one that is just like a not nice haircut. Yes. Like you're just like, oh, dude, you're just like evil inside.
Aww.
She just looked. You ever look at somebody and you're just like, gosh, they're evil.
Yes.
And then not only do you think that they're evil, they're acting evil. And
yes.
You're like, okay, they're evil.
Yes.
And I've just finally, after I got over the fact of, man, I'm glad this isn't me and Emily arguing. And obviously me and Emily aren't saying anything. We're still walking
behind
them. They're not saying anything. Well, they just started arguing. Then they weren't saying anything.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, you want to go with us? You want to get away from her? You don't have to take this abuse.
Oh, I was that chick, I would have let you have it.
Well,
oh.
And listen, she didn't let me have it because she already let him have it. And I go, before you even say anything, I go, first of all, just keep on walking. You need to cool it down.
Full of crap.
I go, you need to cool it down. Keep on walking. He doesn't need your abuse.
Okay.
He's done being in an abusive relationship.
Yep.
I don't know what you're
exactly
yelling at him about, but you need to go that way. Okay?
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. I say, keep
you
on walking.
Her.
I go, come on, man. And I put my arm around him and I said, you don't have to go through this, dude. And this is a message for anyone who's in an abusive relationship.
Raising
this
your voice
happen.
To someone is
oh,
not
yeah.
abuse.
Oh, yes, it is.
If it was, I'd
yes,
be in
it.
Jail.
That is that's verbal abuse. And he was getting verbally abused. And I said, dude, you don't have... I go, stand up for yourself. Look at you. I go, now come with it. And she was mad. And I said, just keep on walking.
You are so
and you know, what was really stupid on her part is he had the car keys. and all of a sudden I felt a little bit better because I was like, I felt better that it wasn't me arguing. And then I felt like I needed to stick up for him. And once I stuck up for him, I go, this is a lot better. So anyways, we bought the guy a cup of coffee.
No,
we calmed
didn't.
Him down and hopefully he's not going to be in that relationship anymore. Because he deserves better. He looked like a nice guy. And from what I learned from the 4 minutes of talking with him and buying him a cup of coffee, I think that he is finally away from her in that abusive relationship. So, a couple
you
of things.
You just made things so much worse for him.
A couple of good. No, I made it better for him. Because
oh.
He would have never stood up for himself if I wouldn't have been behind them when she was
right.
verbally
men
abusing
love when
him.
When other men come up and
don't,
stand up for
don't
him.
Ever.
Yeah, great job.
Don't argue with your spouse. And if you see somebody abusing someone else, you save the day.
Yeah. He was not being abused.
So, Brian,
we go together.
Life's going to get better, buddy.